Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome in the studios of Pastor Larry Barr Truth Ministries. As you join us for another show this morning, another Power Pack episode, another show, HGKM Projects Radio Show. Last time we dealt with this project, we was talking about the master seed sower. This time we're going to be talking about word seed. You know, I like to start each show out with a little worship and a little praise. We're just going to do it for a few minutes, and then we're going to jump into the word. Because we serve an awesome God who is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up. He's worthy to be praised. And we give him praise and glory, and we magnify his holy name. For he is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. And we worship him, and we praise him, and we exalt him, and we lift up his holy name. Let everything that have breath give him praise. We worship him, we magnify him, we praise him, we exalt him, for he's worthy to be praised. In Psalms 100 it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, it is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pastors. Get into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. The truth of the Lord endureth to all generations. So we give him praise. We give him praise. We give him the highest praise. We give him the highest praise. That's why we give you the highest praise, Lord. We give you the highest praise, and we worship your holy name. In Psalms 98, it says, verse 1, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness has openly showed in the sight of heathen. He has remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with harps, with the harps and the voice of songs, with trumpets and sounds of cornet. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands and let the hill be joyful together before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he be judged, shall he judge the world and the people with equity. He is a holy God. He is a righteous God, and that's why we praise him a little bit this morning. That's why we praise him and we magnify his holy name, because he's holy and he's righteous. Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you are holy. Lord, you are magnificent in your glory. Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you are holy. Lord, you are magnificent in your glory. Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you are holy. Lord, you are magnificent in your glory. That's why we give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise and worship your holy name. We give you the highest praise. That's why we give you the highest praise. That's why we give you the highest praise and worship your holy name. Because, Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you are holy. And, Lord, you are magnificent in your glory. Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you are holy. Lord, you are magnificent in your glory. That's why we give you the highest praise. Give you the highest praise. That's why we give you the highest praise. And we'll your holy name. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. That's why we give you the highest praise and worship your holy name. Because you're awesome, Lord God. Because you are marvelous, Lord God. Because you are the one and only true living God. And we praise and magnify your holy name. In Psalms 99, it says, the Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he's high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king stretches out, the king stretch also, loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou execute judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that called upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke unto them in cloudy pillars. They kept his testimonies and the ordinances that he gave them. Thou answered them, O Lord our God, thou was a God that forgave them. Though thou took his vengeance of their invention, exalt thee, Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. For the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is holy. Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you are holy. And Lord, you're magnificent in your glory. Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you are holy. Lord, you are magnificent in your glory. That's why we give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise and worship your holy name. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. Worship your holy name. Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you are holy. Lord, you are magnificent in your glory. Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you are holy. Lord, you are magnificent in your glory. That's why we give you the highest praise. Give you the highest praise. That's why we give you the highest praise. And worship your holy name. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. That's why we give you the highest praise. And worship your holy name. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. And we worship your holy name. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. And we worship your holy name. One more time. Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you are holy. Lord, you are magnificent in your glory. Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you are holy. Lord, you are magnificent in your glory. That's why we give you the highest praise. You the highest praise. That's why we give you the highest praise and worship your holy name. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise and we worship your holy name. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. And we worship your holy name. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. And we worship your holy name. Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you are holy. Lord, you are magnificent in your glory. Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you are holy. Lord, you are magnificent in your glory. That's why we give you the highest praise. Give you the highest praise. Give you the highest praise. And worship your holy name. Give you the highest praise. Give you the highest praise. Give you the highest praise. Worship your holy name. Give you the highest praise. Give you the highest praise. Give you the highest praise. And worship your holy name. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. And we worship your holy name. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We worship your holy name. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. And we worship your holy name. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We worship your holy name. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We worship your holy name. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. And we worship your holy name. Let everything that have breath give him praise. Let's give him praise because we worship his holy name. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified. And we give him praise this morning. We're talking this morning about, for a few minutes, we're talking about word seeds. Last time I talked to you on this project show, HGKM Project Radio Show here, I talked to you about the master seed sower. Now we're talking about the word seeds that the master seed sower carries. We talked about God being a master seed sower and he was a carrier of seed. But he also carries word seed. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Word seeds that seed sowers carries. I'm an apostle and I carry word seeds. I just praised and worshiped God, and those were word seeds. Those were seeds of praise. They were word seeds, praising and worshiping the word of God. Those were word seeds. I just spread it, word seeds. Those that worship with me and pray with me and praise God with me, we spread it, praise seeds this morning. But God said he has given us the spirit of praise for the burdens of heaviness. So praise word seed breaks the burden of heaviness. When I praise him in spirit and truth, spirit is the Holy Ghost, the fire of God, the spirit of God, and truth is the word of God. So when I praise God in the fire, in the spirit of God, and I use the word seeds, the truth of God, then those that worship me must worship me in spirit and truth. God don't uphold nothing but his word. Now, let's look here in 1 John. We're going to do this for about 15 minutes here. Let's look in 1 John here. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. God is a seed sower. He had word seed to sow. We know that Jesus Christ is the word being talked about here in 1 John chapter 1. We know that this scripture is talking about Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus. He was the Word that was with God. He was the Word. Jesus Christ was a Word seed. He was spoken before he came. He was prophesied and spoken in the book of Isaiah. He was spoken before he arrived. He was a Word seed carried by God. He was the Word seed that was spoken out of God's mouth. And here in St. John, first chapter, 1 John, some say St. John, 1 John, first chapter, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. Word seeds, the word seed of God had life in it. The word out of God's mouth brings life. Man don't live by bread alone, but by every word. Life is in the word seed of God. The power of life and death is in the tongue. The words, what word seeds are you planting? What word seeds are you speaking? If you're speaking bitterness and hatred from your heart, then you are spurring out bitter seeds. Because out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what have you trained your mouth to speak? And what seeds is your heart full of? When we talked about the seed sowers, the master seed sower, we talked about the devil being a master seed sower, God being a master seed sower, and they got seeds to some. We looked at how the devil planted a seed in Eve. What is your heart filled with? The good seeds of God, the seeds of the Holy Ghost, the fruits of the Holy Ghost, which are seeds. The seeds of the Holy Ghost is your heart, because in the fruit is the seed. The seeds of the Holy Ghost, righteousness, peace, long-suffering, temperance, patience, mercy, grace, love, faith. Are those the seeds in your heart? You're full of love. Your heart is full of faith. Your heart is full of mercy and grace. Your heart is full of righteousness. Your heart is full of the fruits of the Spirit. You have the good seeds of the good seed sower in your heart. And when your mouth speaks, it speaks the good seeds. Out of your mouth comes love, comes mercy, comes grace, comes compassion, comes wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Out of your heart come the seeds or the words of the good seed sower. Or is it when you open your mouth? Out of your heart comes defilement, contamination, pollution, cursing, slanderous words, fault-finding words, bitterness, hatred, envy, jealousy, rage, malice, injustice, lying. Are all these things spewing out your mouth? Is your heart defiled? Is your heart full of defilement, contamination, and pollution, deceitfulness? That the words that come out of your mouth are deceitful words? Or is your heart full of evil, that your thoughts are evil, your ways are evil, and that even your words are evil? Or is your heart full of condemnation seeds? And your heart is full of the condemnation word seed. All you do is condemn. Your heart is full of condemnation. Or is it that your heart is full of bitterness and you are such a bitter person and you're full of so much hate, and out of your mouth come that hate and that bitterness and that disgust and that madness? Or you're a fool, and out of your heart come foolishness all the time. You're all just foolishness. What word seeds are you speaking out of your mouth? Because the Bible says, Jesus said in the red writing, Jesus said, out of the heart the mouth speaks. So what seeds are in your heart? Here in St. John's 1, chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things that were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was the life, and the light was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the word seed, the light. The word seed, Jesus was the word seed of God, but he also was the light that shined in darkness. See, what is coming out your mouth? What are you speaking? Are the words coming out your mouth like light to a person in darkness? Like hope to a person that got no hope. Like faith to a person that got no faith. Like love to a person who ain't been loved. Like healing to a person who needs healing. Like deliverance to a person who needs deliverance. Like breakthrough to a person who needs breakthrough. Miracles to a person who needs miracles. A way out to a person who needs a way out. Repentance to a person who needs repentance. Help to a person who is in need of help. Light to a person who's walking in darkness. The words coming out of your mouth, are they light or are they darkness? The word seeds that you're speaking, what are they? Are they dark words, evil words, corrupt words, pollute words, defiling words, trapping words, binding words, words that hinder, words that bind, witchcraft words, sorcery words, idol worshiping words? What is it that's coming out your mouth? And what effect does it have on people around you? Are you the light that breaks through the darkness? Are you the light that shows up the evil? Are you the light that brings forth truth and righteousness? Are you the light that lights up the path to Jesus Christ? Are you the light of the word? Are you full of life? Are you full of the anointing of God? Are you full of the Spirit of God? What is it about you that manifests when you get around people? What's coming out your mouth? Because I promise you, when you open your mouth, what comes out your mouth says a lot about who you are. It says a lot about who you're serving. It says a lot about who you're connected to. It says a lot about who you're walking with. It says a lot about where you spend your time, where your thoughts are. It says a lot about what's in your heart. He was in the world. Now, John came forth to bear witness to the word seed, the light, which every man that cometh in the world, which lighteth every man that cometh in the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. It was by the word seed that the worlds were made. You go back to Genesis 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was not form and void. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the darkness of the waters, or the face of the waters. We see that in the beginning there was nothing but water. But God began to speak, and he began to bring forth something out of nothing. He began to create, he began to spur out his seeds. He began to speak his word seeds, and things began to come into existence. He began to speak his word seeds, so everything was created by the word of God. It came out of the word of God. That's why he said, I brought you out here to teach a man, don't live by bread alone, but by every word that come out of the mouth of God shall you live. Word seeds are what you should be living by. See, the word of God is a seed. It's a word seed. Christ was a word seed. And by him we shall live. And by the word we shall live. By the word we shall live. By the word we shall be healed. We shall be delivered. We shall, I have what sent my word and healed him. By the word we shall be free. By the word we shall be healed. By the word we shall stand in faith. By the word we shall overcome. What about the Bible said by Jesus, he overcame by the word of his testimony. By the word, by the word, by the word. Problem is, what kind of word seeds are you carrying? What kind of word seeds are you carrying? Just give me a few more minutes and we'll be through. What kind of word seeds are you carrying? What word seeds are you carrying? Are they good word seeds? Or are they corrupt? Defile, contaminating, polluting, destroying, annihilating. The devil said he goes about roaming, seeking whom he can devour, destroy, and kill. So we know what kind of words the devil is speaking. Devouring words, destroying words, killing words. Are those the words coming out your mouth? They are destroying words. They destroy life. They are devouring words. They devour life. They are killing words. They are words of malice and rage and hatred and racism, and there are words that cause murders
and killing? What words are coming out your mouth? Are the words life? What did I say? Are the words coming out your mouth? Do they bring hope? Do they bring peace? Do they bring help? Do they? When a person is hopeless, it brings hope. When a person ain't got no faith, it brings faith. When a person is sick, it brings healing. When a person is dying, it brings resurrection. When a person is going through, it brings breakthrough. When a person is weak, it brings strength. What words, seeds, are you carrying in yourself, in your heart, today? And as of right now, since 6 o'clock this morning, up to now, which is about 9:33, what word seeds have you been speaking since 6 o'clock this morning? Go back and look. What's been pouring out your heart since 6 o'clock this morning? Oh, I forgot something. Children of Israel were full of complaining seeds. That's all they did. The Bible said they complained every step of the way. From the time he brought them out of Egypt to he got them down to Canaan, they complained and mumbled and grumbled every single step of the way, complaining about Moses, complaining about God. They didn't appreciate nothing. They did not release the word seeds of God. They act like the people who didn't have no God. They complained. They were full of, I don't know, they were full of so much. God said they were stiff-necked. They were rebellious. They were hard-headed. They complained. They mumbled. They grumbled. So they were fault-finding. They could always find fault with Moses. Always had something to say about Moses. Every morning, instead of thanking God and releasing seeds of faith, seeds of life, seeds of light, they lift seeds of hatred, bitterness, jealousy, malice, rage, envy. It's corrupted seeds. The word seeds you release determine the atmosphere you walk in. Oh, I got to come back and do another one on that, about how word seeds change atmospheres. Mm-hmm. See, God brought Jesus in through the word. Mm-hmm. And Jesus went about speaking the word of God and changed people's lives. See, that's why I say, when you show up, what are you bringing? Are you bringing hope to a dead situation? Are you bringing life to where life is needed? Are you bringing breakthrough to where breakthrough is needed? Or when you show up, you bring in hate, bitterness, rage, malice. You show up, somebody sick and going through, you show up and say, oh, you deserve to be sick. You deserve to go down. I hope you go all the way down. I hope you die in your sickness. What kind of words are you bringing when you show up? Family members showing up to see you in the hospital or sick, they come in, instead of them praying for you and saying God's going to work it out, say, you thought you were more than everybody else. I'm glad you're sick. I hope you die up here. What kind of word seeds are you speaking? Because those word seeds affect atmosphere. Everything that was created was made by the word. So in the beginning, there was nothing. The earth was void and empty. And God began to speak and fill it with things. So we see that word seeds change atmosphere. Word seeds have a lot to do with your day-to-day life. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, this is good. This is good. This is good. So we see that he was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Which John 10 says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Mm-hmm. And then look at verse 11. And he came unto his own, and his own received him not. There he is. The word of God came to the church. The word of God came to the church, having seed for the church. Oh, please, this part. Here comes the word seed sent by God, and he got seed for the church that would cause the church to live, to grow, to be powerful, to be mighty.
that'll cause the church to have the power to cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead, change the atmospheres in people's lives, the power to turn regions upside down. He came to bring the church the word that his Father had gave him. He came to bring the church what they needed, and they rejected him because they were following the doctrine of men. They were following what men had imagined in their own mind as the way that a person should walk to get to God. And when you start doing that, you get into self-righteousness. They were following the self-righteousness of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who was not really concerned about the people as so much as they was concerned about their own lifestyles. Their lifestyles was built and made off of the people. So they was not necessarily concerned about the welfare of the people, the deliverance of the people, the healing of the people, people getting free, people getting set free, people getting, they weren't concerned about that. They were concerned about their lifestyle. And Jesus, who was the sent word of God, brought the truth to the people, and the people started getting healed. They started, Jesus brought the people what they needed, and the people started getting healed. They started getting delivered. They started getting set free. And the church got mad because Jesus was changing the atmosphere with the people, and the people were turning toward God. And the Pharisees and Sadducees said in the Bible, they said, we got to stop this man because he's going to turn the people away from us. They were not concerned about the people getting healed and getting set free and leprosy being broken and canceled and things being moved off their life and witchcraft and demons being cast out. They weren't concerned about that. They were concerned about only one thing. He's changing our words. We've been teaching these people. We have a system in place that we have these people. And he's coming teaching another doctrine. He's changing our words. They killed Jesus because he was the word seed from God. Somebody say amen. They struck him down because he told the truth. They struck him down because he showed the people a better way. They struck him down because he brought to the people what they needed. He brought the kingdom to the people. And they killed him because he brought the kingdom to the people. This is Apostle Larry C. Barge here. I don't want to go too long here. This is Apostle Larry C. Barge, and I'd like to thank you for joining me here in the studios. Apostle Larry Barge Truth Ministries Broadcasting Network. We're talking about word seed, how God was the seed sower, and the seed he was carrying was the word. He brought us Christ Jesus. He brought us Jesus Christ, which was the word seed. The Pharisees and Sadducees didn't rest till they had him killed. And see, when they killed Christ, when they killed Jesus, they were trying to kill the word of God. Oh, y'all ain't seeing this thing. They thought they were killing the man, but they really was trying to stop the word of God because Jesus, the man, wasn't healing nobody. He wasn't changing nobody. He wasn't doing nothing. Jesus was a man just like me, but the words he spoke and the kingdom that was behind him, when they killed Jesus, they was telling you they was trying to stop the word. They didn't want his words to go no further. Why? Because the word of God destroys the systems of man. Oh, remember that. The word of God destroys, annihilates, uproot, tears down, bulldozes the systems of man. So it also destroys the work of devils. It also destroys the system of Satan. It also uproots the plans and all these things that the enemy does. Look at the kingdoms been destroyed by the word of God. Look at kings that have been brought down in the Bible by the word of God. Look how Satan was cast out of heaven by the word of God. Look how Satan and the angels have already been judged. Satan, the angel, the false prophet, the Antichrist, the wicked, they've already been judged. They've already been judged by the word of God. What does it say? They go into the lake of fire. What does the Bible say in Revelation? It said Satan, the dragon, the serpent, the false prophet, the Antichrist, the false church. That's right. Don't say the false church. the wicked, they all gonna have their part in the lake of fire. So it's by the word of God, Satan been judged. So it's not strange that Satan, the Bible, Jesus said, the devil comes quickly to steal the word. Did you not know that he didn't come to steal your car? He didn't come to steal your house. He didn't come to steal you. He came to steal the word that was spoken to you. He come to steal that transforming word, that life-changing word, that yoke-breaking word, that demon-chasing and casting out word, that atmosphere-changing word, that hope-giving word, that life-building word, that healing word, that deliverance word, that breakthrough word, that miracle signs and wonders word. The word of God is powerful and mighty and like a double-edged sword that cuts to the marrow of the bone. And in Isaiah 55, what does it say? My word shall not leave my mouth and come back to me void, but it shall accomplish and prosper in what I send it to do. Because what? He stands over his word to perform it. So it is the word that God upholds. God is full of word seeds. And when we become the children of Christ, when we become the children of God, he give us word seed. Are you spreading the word? Are you spreading the word everywhere you go? Are you speaking? Are you filled your heart with the word? Not the word of men, not the doctrines of men, not the complaining of men, not the hatred of men, not the bitterness of men, not the jealousy of men, the rage of men, the malice of men, the evil of men. Have you filled your heart with the word of God, so that you might be light in dark places, so that you might be light to a person sitting in darkness and the shadows of death, that you might be light, that you might be light, that you might be hope, that you might be faith, that you might be deliverance, that you might bring healing and rescue and breakthrough and miracles and signs and wonders, life-changing and alteration words to a person who's in need. This is Apostle Larry Barge, and I'd like to thank you for joining me here in the studio of Apostle Larry Barge Truth Ministry, as we just